Dale, you just mentioned that there's going to be a meeting starting at 6:30 ahead of the regular Board of Aldermen meeting. Will you just talk to me about what's going to be discussed?
Basically, it is a hearing that, per the ordinance of the City of Concordia, we can have. It's a potential suspension or revocation of a business license. The reason for this, we've received, and it's the City of Concordia actually bringing the complaint against the person for not paying sales tax to the state of Missouri. We received the letter from the Department of Revenue, and so actually it's being done by the City of Concordia on more or less the request of the Department of Revenue. And everything as far as is spread out there, I don't know. It's just a time when the board has the opportunity to discuss with the person who is the owner of the establishment whether arrangements have been made, which I don't know whether it has or not, but it's a chance for them to more or less address the Board of Aldermen and tell them what's been done, and the decision will be either not to do any action or to suspend the business license or to revoke the business license.
And do you know what happened that this business license is called into question?
I will be honest with you. I think a lot of it was health related, and that, you know, he just didn't get it in time. That's about how much I know about it. All I know is we received the letter from the state of Missouri asking us to declare it null and void, and our ordinances does not allow us just to go in and say something's null and void. Our only option, according to our city code book, is to either suspend or revoke.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add on the topic of that hearing?
No. It's all pretty well drawn out by our ordinance what needs to be done. And so we have, you know, posted, given the 10 days notice, and now this is just the next step in how to go about taking care of the issue. So it's all pretty well cut and dried.
All right, and now moving on to the regular meeting. Looks like discussion of the Fall Festival is on the agenda. What's happening there?
Basically, with the renovation to Central Park, with the moving of Sister Liberty, the traveling wall, the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall coming to town, it just felt like it was a good idea, and I talked to a representative of the Fair Board, and he also felt it was a good idea that we just kind of get together, and they kind of give us a list of activities that's going on, and like, if we have any questions, it seems like every year we have questions on, especially on the Tuesday when we have our regular meeting because of Labor Day. And see, that whole week they use the community center, and so we just felt like it was a good idea for them to come to the meeting, and we just talk about, you know, events and activities and that. So they're making a report to the Board of Aldermen. We're then going to go through, we've been asked to accept the Lafayette County Multi-Jurisdictional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. That was prepared by Pioneer Trails, and we'll be taking action on that. We've got actually the two ordinances that we need to look at concerning upcoming extensions of sales tax. The first one is a little bit muddy, but the reason it is because we're actually, on our transportation tax, we currently have a half cent. It's just the way that it's broken down under which statutes. 1/4 cent tax presently comes out of, is allocated by one statute, and the second one is a capital improvements that was years ago assigned to streets. This is more or less my desire and the desire of our auditors and everything else, that we go ahead and we get the taxes under the statute that is to be used for mass transportation, get the capital improvements opened up so that if we have a big ticket item down the road, it's very clear cut that we have a half cent total. It will take a couple elections to get this done, but in essence, what we're asking for is, even though we have an existing quarter cent tax that would be continued, we're asking the voters to actually pass a half cent sales tax, and we have listed our intent. If that sales tax passes in November and becomes effective April 1st of 2014, we will actually terminate the capital improvements tax that actually goes on until 2015. We will terminate that one on April 1st. So even though it's a half cent sales tax, we will never collect more than what we are presently collecting. It's more than anything, it's to clear up funds and things like that. We are also requesting an extension to the stormwater and parks tax that is currently in place. We are acting on an agreement with the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall Committee. This is basically a temporary lease on the ball field facility in that. This would be where the wall would be situated when it's here in Concordia. We feel like it'd be better to do that under a written lease rather than just a verbal donation or anything like that. So we have that agreement written up. Farther down, we're talking about, it's that time of year where we have to set our tax rate, so I'm going to request that the board allow me to authorize to have the required public hearing at the meeting on the 19th. Also, to post the pro forma, as well as to get a copy of that into the local newspapers and that. Down the road, we also will be talking about park benches, purchasing 2 park benches from our capital improvements funds for park. These are approximately, the best price we got with shipping is approximately $1,000 a bench. We would have 2 of them, and this would be more or less part of our donation to the Sister Liberty Project. Let's see, destroy some records. And then we've got a few other minor details that we need to clean up as far as special use permits for the ATV. We've had, I believe it's 3, it may be 4 people that have requested special use. In other words, being able to drive them past sunset and things like that. And that is something our new ATV ordinance says that the board needs to handle. And then we're also going to be considering a proposal from AlmaNet. A couple meetings ago, the board decided to go together in a joint effort with the Chamber of Commerce. And AlmaNet, because we had been paying basically $175 a month for AlmaNet to be doing our website presentation, and there were some snafus there, we would get things to them, and in our opinion, it wasn't getting put up exactly, you know, the timing wasn't good for when it was being put up. They have figured out a way to circumvent the whole thing and get it to where we could actually make the alterations right here. That's a, you know, we want to make that presentation to the board because we were requested to do so. So that's the meeting in a nutshell.
All right, great. Well, I don't know if you touched on this, the discussion of a replacement for Ken Landis.
Basically on that one, what we need to do is, by ordinance, that will have to be done at a special meeting specifically for that purpose, and what we're going to be doing is trying to set that meeting.
All right. Well, Dale, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I believe that's everything.
All right.